While the presidential candidates are battling it out, there are a growing number of Republican Senate candidates who find themselves in a precarious predicament. And a good example of that would be the mounting obstacles for U.S. Senator Elizabeth Dole. Now, she's one of the most well-known women Republicans in the country. And a year ago, she was a shoo-in for re-election, but her Democratic challenger, State Senator Ken K. Hagan, has been picking up speed. Joining us now to discuss this is Rob Christensen, who's been watching closely. He's a longtime reporter and a columnist for North Carolina's News and Observer newspaper. He's also the author of The Paradox of Tar Heel Politics, the personalities, elections, and events that shaped modern North Carolina. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what happened to Dole's lead?
Well, a lot of things happened. And the main thing is the national trends. Elizabeth Dole was recruited to run in 2002 by Karl Rove to replace the ailing Senator Jesse Helms. President Bush campaigned for Elizabeth Dole five times in 2002, which was the most of any candidate campaigned for, with the exception of his brother Jeb Bush down in Florida. And this time, of course, Bush's numbers are in the tank. The president has not been on the scene on the campaign trail and won't be, obviously, with Elizabeth Dole. And so Elizabeth Dole is facing a surprisingly tough challenge. A couple things going on here. One is that that North Carolina's economy, like the rest of the country, has been hurting. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, led by Senator Schumer, has pumped millions of dollars into Kay Hagan's campaign, which has helped equalize the funding in the race. Dole had a wide margin, and there have been pretty effective ads. I think the most effective ad.
We actually have one of those ads, because I was going to ask you, have things gotten, I don't know if nasty is the right word, but certainly intense. Let's listen to this ad.
I'm telling you, Liddy Dole is 93.
93?
Yep. She ranks 93rd in effectiveness.
After 40 years in Washington?
After 40 years in Washington, Dole is 93rd in effectiveness, right near the bottom.
I've read she's 92.
Did I just tell you she's 93?
No, 92% of the time she votes with Bush.
What's happened to the Liddy Dole I knew?
She's just not a go-getter. Like
so, Rob, clearly a jab at her age. You have, she's actually 72 years old, but the tone of that, is that a low blow?
Well, it depends on who you talk to, obviously. They're obviously making her age an issue. Of course, she's the same age as John McCain. But I think it also plays on the fact that she's a Washington figure. She's been, the 92-93 is a double-edged thing. It talks about her age, but it really is talking about some ratings have shown her as fairly ineffective. It's trying to show her as out of touch. She has always had a little bit of a problem of the carpetbagger issue. She was born and raised in North Carolina, but she spent her entire career in Washington.
And she came back out swinging. She's clearly not taking any of this laying down. Let's listen to an ad that she put together against Hagan.
They call her Fibber K. Hagan. Fib after fib, she tries to turn us against Elizabeth Dole. But we know Elizabeth has been consistently voted one of the 10 most admired women in the world.
So, Rob K., a fibber, is that based on something particular?
There's been a whole series of attacks on Elizabeth Dole, and so they're coming back, and they're, of course, using a dog, and, of course, the imagery there is pretty self-evident. I think one of the interesting things is that when she ran in 2002, she ran against a man, Erskine Bowles, former Clinton White House chief of staff, and he was reluctant to go after her, in part because this is a socially conservative state, and it's the southern lady sort of thing, and you have to be very careful going after a woman candidate. Now we have two women candidates, so the gender issue is no longer on the table, and that has allowed Kay Hagan to go after Dole's race.
And Rob, I'm just going to interrupt you there because I want to bring in senior editor of Essence, Patrick Henry Bass, who's been watching this race closely for lots of reasons. But this time it is a different race for Senator Dole.
It is a very different race. What I'm really concerned about, what I wonder about, are Obama's coattails. Is Kay helping Obama or vice versa?
I think, you know, traditionally the Republican candidate has had coattails in North Carolina because the state hasn't gone Democrat for president since Jimmy Carter in 76. This time it's totally changed because North Carolina is a battleground state. So the thinking is that Obama, whether he wins the state or not, he has made it competitive, and he has a huge ground operation in this state, and that he probably brings in another 2%. So if this race goes into Election Day tied, then there's probably the tie goes to the Democrat, in this case, Hagan.
One more question. What is Obama getting right that Harvey Gantt did not when he ran against Jesse Helms in the early 90s?
Well, of course, this was a long time ago, and the state's changed. A lot of people moved into the state, and also racial attitudes have changed. And also, Gantt was running against an incumbent, and
Helms
not.
Was in the picture. That's that was the big one.
Yeah. That was the big
one. Wow. Rob, we've seen in Georgia where African-American registration is through the roof. I'm wondering if that's going on there, and if the fact that Charlotte is such an important center in this whole banking crisis that's going on has also influenced this race.
Well, if you look at voter registration increases since January, there's an 8-1 advantage, Democrat over Republican, in North Carolina.
Wow.
And that's part of that's African-American, of course, but it's also a lot of young people. There's a lot of colleges, universities here. Yes, and the second part of the question, Charlotte is, I guess, the second largest banking center in the country, and there's a lot of concern about one of the major business institutions in the state and whether that will survive, and if so, will there be large layoffs and so forth. So, but that is, we've already had that discontent across the state in
right.
textile mills and so forth. Now we're seeing it in some of our blue chip newer industries like banking.
Wow.
Rob Christensen, we want to thank you for that snapshot.
Interesting stuff.
Sure.
Rob Christensen has been a reporter and columnist for North Carolina's The News and Observer newspaper for 35 years. He's also the author of The Paradox of Tar Heel Politics, Personalities, Elections, and Events that Shaped Modern North Carolina.
And Patrick's
going to
stick around.
And Patrick Henry Bass, senior editor at Essence, is going to stick around with us for a bit.